one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with the U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Chester, let's get on into that. feel it if I tried to stand up straight. I'd fall over. First thing in the...
Sit still.
Just don't have a lot of choice about it, Marshal.
I was out by your place this morning. I haven't seen your mother in a long time.
Wish I could say the same.
A woman shouldn't have to run her own step alone. When her son's big enough to be a real girl.
Is this a lecture, Marshal?
You could talk, but your own name on it. I can't make you feel what you don't feel. But in a way, you're responsible for your mother. What she does.
I'm real lucky, Marshal. I quit listening to the time I don't want to hear something. Between the old lady, you quit listening an awful lot.
Get it straight with her. I don't care what happens to you.
Done something wrong? Accused me of something unlawful, Marshal?
No. If you have any feeling left for your mother or what happens to her, you'll do something. Living out there alone so much, she's going to make you crazy.
She shot it.
That always concerns you, Marshal.
I do go home, she levels off at me. I got a ride in under fire.
Crazy. You want to bring her in town? You want to keep her?
Maybe I would. If I cared what happened to her, I don't care. I don't care at all.
Well, that's up to you, Luther.
That's just another one of them things I didn't hear you say, Marshal.
Good, he's done. you in town much, Mr. Barnes.
Only when I got business work.
Now, come on in.
It sure gets close that way. I'll just open up the back.
Won't you have a chair, Mr. Carter?
I don't have a long piece to say, Marshal. It wouldn't take long to say some of my cattle were stolen last night.
Now, there.
So soon?
Yeah, Cass Stetter told me about it a few minutes ago.
Well, I don't know how Cass come by the information, but it's true. It's the second time it's happened in the last few weeks.
You don't keep much cattle, do you?
Hardly any. 100 heads, the most I ever had at one time. Last night I lost 5 or 6 at the same time before.
Cass was of the mind that Luther Henry did.
I don't know, Marshal. One of my hands said Luther was out of my place the other day just looking around. Got no real reason to suspect him. Only thing I know is that whoever it was rides a horse and shot all the way around.
Do you think there was just one rider, Mr. Carnes?
There was two from the tracks. The boys and me lost them in the rain. I thought I'd tell you about it, Marty. I get bored to lose a little like that.
I'll do what I can, Mr. Carnes.
I kind of hope it isn't Luther. Not for him so much as him. He's had enough trouble.
Yeah. Well, Chester and I'll ride out to the Henry place and look around, Mr. Carnes. Luther's guilty, maybe some of the villain's troubles will be over. Well, maybe they'll just be beginning.
We will return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment. But first, in the 17th annual poll of Noted Daily, CBS Radio won 12 first places. The top poll award, Champion of Champions, went to The Jack Benny Show. Best comedian was Eve Arden on Our Miss Brooks. Best comedian, Jack Benny. Best master of ceremonies, Bing Crosby. Bing also won the nod as best popular male vocalist. Doris Day was rated best feminine pop vocalist. And so it went in all 12 first places. Now for the second act of Gunsmoke. Flying a white flag as we ride up, Chester.
You're a little safer to tell all the truth.
Well, she's got no reason to fire on us. I'll agree, that's pretty small comfort.
Look, you
saw her appear now.
It's all right, Chester. Luther.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Huh.
just comes and goes.
I will
be what you want, Marshal. I didn't know what was wrong. Like I said, I never know what you carry.
He'll make more than if he says he's going to turn bright all of a sudden.
You're not worried about your horse, Mr. Gilman?
I don't think so, Chester.
Here's something now that proves your face. Young, beautiful.
What kind of a woman is that, Mr. Gilman?
Ella?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not much of a hand to understand women, Chester, anyway. I don't know.
You think she knew Luther was home all along?
Maybe.
I just don't understand it, Mr. Dillon. It's not right somehow. A woman not caring about her own son. You hear her? She said right out, I quit caring. It just don't seem right.
I think I'll go up to Amos Blacksmith Shop, Chester, and see if he has a horse to spare. There's some paperwork to catch up on if you get the time. Of course, you'll want to write that place in Chicago about your underwear first thing. I'll be back, Chester. Well, I may not need that horse after all.
How's that, Mr. Dillon?
Helen Henry's riding up the street leading my...
My soul, it sure is.
There's something thrown across her saddle.
Mr. Dillon, it looks like...
Wait here, Chester.
Like it, I just know she feels terrible.
Yeah, she's grieving her heart.
Where are you going, Miss Dillon?
I don't think I expressed my sympathy to poor Ms. Henry.
Proper.
I followed Ellen Henry west toward her homestead. The sun was down now, but I could see her ahead riding hard. There were clouds to the south and the smell of rain on the easy wind that blew in little circles around me. Ellen bore west, and I lost her past a clump of cottonwoods near Carnes' place, so I rode harder. When I came even with the trees, there was just enough sun ray left to see her head south toward the dark clouds. She wasn't going home. See anything. The storm clouds stretched black from the south and fastened over half the sky. I rode hard against them, but I saw the flicker of lantern shine ahead. It was Cass Stetter's place. I let my horse out away from the house. I walked in as softly as I could. Cass and Ellen were having their talk in a cattle shed near the
house. You trusted me before about the money, Ellen. What did you rush this time?
My work's done. Last night when you heard me throw them last few from Carnes' place over. I want my share and Luther.
Him not cold dead yet, you want a share.
Ain't a mother entitled to whatever her son leaves?
Mother? You never had no mother feel for him, and him no love for you, either.
Ain't you the one to talk about love? Take courage to love. To love with all of you. Love yours. Buried in the ground, there's nothing left but hate.
I wouldn't kill my own kin.
You wouldn't be that honest. You won't even steal cattle yourself. Buy it off of them as has the courage to ride in and rustle.
Yeah, how'd it feel, killing your own Ellen?
Like it'll feel killing you, Cass. You don't give me the money here and now, like nothing at all. Luther's dead and gone because he tipped his hand, showed his face around Carnes' place, talked big in the saloons. He was no use. No use at all.
There's no woman in you at all.
I've been dead 5 years. And your time's running short, too, Cass. I'm in a hurry.
Too late to hurry, Ellen.
What's your...
Too late to move for guns, so...
Well, I'm sure glad to see you, Marshal.
Are you, Cass?
Oh, I sure am. I guess I pulled a trick on Luther, all right, didn't I?
Yeah, you were a big help. You and Luther stole the cattle on him and brought him to Cass for pay, is that it?
Only sometimes, like now, we didn't get paid.
Don't believe her, Marshal. You would take the word of one who's murdered his own son, you know?
I don't have to, Cass. Carnes' brand won't be hard to find on any cattle you got here.
Cass, we're just slow to move them on, Marshal. We've gone on toward Abilene with them last night like we planned.
You're lying. Ellen Henry, you're lying.
Now get your horses. Both of you.
Wait. Why are you taking me, Marshal?
Well, there's some kind of a law, Cass, about buying and transporting stolen cattle.
Yeah, Marshal knows his law.
You... You know what she did to Luther, don't you, Marshal?
Yeah, I know. Now, come on.
You'd like it better, wouldn't you, Marshal? One of us made a move. You could use your gun.
I said, come on, Ellen.
I think I'd like it better if you used your gun, Marshal. I ain't going to get back east now anyway.
You'd be taking a coward's way out, Ellen, if you'd make me kill you. Get your horse, Cass. Now make your choice, Ellen. But I don't think Ethan would think much of you.
I'll go. But mind what I said. Don't put Luther near Ethan. They wasn't the same kind.